From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his treatment of the Ten Commandments in individual messages, bringing the final portion of a message on the Ninth Commandment, Thou Shalt Not Bear False Witness. God has given this commandment for the purpose of preserving and promoting truth. At the outset of the message, Dr. Cairns emphasized the legal setting implicit in the term witness. In a court setting, witnesses are sworn to tell the truth. So, in every area of life, men, as God's creatures, are commanded to be truthful, whether in relation to each other generally or in the context of the church. The commandment forbids lying about or to God, a condemnation of false teachers, as well as of insincere vows. At the bottom of this commandment is the fact that truth is real. It is not some abstraction that depends on man's interpretations or desires. As Christians, we are to love the truth and to teach it. Dr. Cairns will bring the conclusion of this message in just a few minutes. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this devotional selection taken from C.H. Spurgeon's Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled, Past Deliverance Begets Faith. The text is found in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 37. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. This is not a promise if we consider only the words, but it is truly so as to its sense. For David spoke a word which the Lord endorsed by making it true. He argued from past deliverances that he should receive help in a new danger. In Jesus, all the promises are yea and amen to the glory of God by us, and so the Lord's former dealings with his believing people will be repeated. Come then, let us recall the Lord's former loving kindnesses. We could not have hoped to be delivered aforetime by our own strength, yet the Lord delivered us. Will he not again save us? We are sure he will. As David ran to meet his foe, so will we. The Lord has been with us, he is with us, and he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Why do we tremble? Was the past a dream? Think of the dead bear and lion. Who is this Philistine? True, he is not quite the same, and is neither bear nor lion. But then God is the same, and his honor is as much concerned in the one case as in the other. He did not save us from the beasts of the forest to let a giant kill us. Let us be of good courage.
Oh,
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. This and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Alan Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or, why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
The Lord Jesus in Matthew 21 warns about lying to God. In the parable of the man who had two sons, and he said, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." One said, "No, I will not," but he repented. There's the picture of the sinner, the harlot, as the Lord Jesus talks about it, the harlot and the publican who rebelled against God but repented and went. But the other said, "I go," but he went not. He went not. I fear that in our congregation and in our families, we raise young people who hear the gospel week after week and year after year, and when the Lord comes to them and touches them about their soul's need, they say, "Yes, I will be saved. I'm going to come. I am tempted to come. I promise God I'll come." But year goes after year and they don't come. Perhaps that's where you stand tonight. God indicts you with a terrible lie. It is time to seek the Lord. It is time to come to Christ. This commandment condemns this widespread sin of untruthfulness. Can I say that it establishes that truth is real? It's not an abstraction. It's not relative. It's absolute. And yet the absoluteness of truth is not found in man. It's not found even in mere facts. It's found in God. Five times the Bible speaks of the God of truth. Or should I say four times, the God of truth. Five times it speaks of the true God. It speaks of the truth of God. And Jesus said, "I am the truth." The more you know of God, the more you know of truth. The only way to know God is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the only way to know the Lord Jesus Christ is in the word of the truth of the gospel. For the Lord Jesus came into the world to reveal God, to manifest God's name. And here he says, "Thy word is truth." This word of truth that reveals God in Christ. It's real. And here's the answer for people in whom this sin of lying lies deep. Falsehood and deceit and lies, they are all so deep in the nature of man that they are second nature. Indeed, you would say they are first nature. Why? Because the devil is the father of lies. Sinners by nature are of their father, the devil. What is the hope then? It's not in reformation. It's not in religion. It's in the revelation of the grace of God in Jesus Christ. The truth sets you free. That's what sets you free from the lie of the devil. That's what sets you free from your own lying disposition. That's what straightens you out and brings you into the deliverance of grace. It is the truth of God. And if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Peter calls this the true grace of God. I would trust tonight that everyone in this meeting will know what it is of the testimony of the Thessalonians. They received the word of God as it was in very truth, the word of God and not the word of men. They turned from idols to serve the living and true God. And I trust that that will be your experience tonight. That's real salvation. That's the great thing about God's salvation. It's real. It's not all smoke and mirrors. You go and join a church. You get baptized a Roman Catholic. You become a Greek Orthodox. You get yourself into some other religion. And they may, in one way or another, work upon your psychological state to make you feel better for a little while. But it ultimately will only be smoke and mirrors, and you'll be lost at the end. The gospel's not like that. The gospel's real. The gospel's true. The gospel's authentic. I trust tonight you'll come to know the saving grace of God in truth. And when you do, then you will find out that those who know the truth must walk in its light. Our text says, thou shalt not bear false witness. Why? Because when you know God, God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. And if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. What does it mean to walk in the light? Galatians 2:14, it means walking according to the gospel. That's walking in the light. Every person who has come to know the deliverance, the redemption, and the true grace of God in Jesus Christ must walk in truth. And I would covet for me, and I would covet for every professing Christian here, Hezekiah's testimony. Remember, Hezekiah was on what he thought was his deathbed, and he could honestly say this to God in Isaiah 38, verse 3, I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect or complete heart. And I have done that which is good in thy sight. Now you say you're saved. Let me ask you tonight, if you were to lie on your deathbed this night, could you honestly lift your eyes to God and say, Lord, I have walked before you in truth? God give us that testimony. John the Apostle speaks for his master when he says in 3 John verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. That's what God wants from those who are saved. Now let me sum it up. The Lord puts his hand upon the lie. Perhaps he's convicted you of that tonight. Perhaps you feel the guilt of that tonight. But he puts his hand in that in conviction in order to bring you to the true grace of God in Christ. And when you know the true grace of God in Christ, then he wants you to walk with a perfect heart in truth before him. This is our text. This is its message. In the light of it then, make sure of these things. Let us receive the truth. Let us rejoice in the truth. Let us preach the truth. Let us live by the truth. Let us speak the truth one with another. Let us defend the truth, as Paul says, having your loins girt about with truth, to stand for Christ. And then, and only then, will we know what it is really to live for the glory of God. Then and only then will we be able to pray with the psalmist, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. May God teach us truth in the knowledge of him who said, I am the truth. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. I wonder, has God spoken to you tonight? I have to confess, as I have studied the Word of God in preparation for this evening, that The searchlight of God's word has been very uncomfortable in my own heart. When we weigh our words before God, who can hold his head up? I wonder tonight, Christian, has God spoken to you about a tail-bearing spirit? Trading in gossip. I wonder, has God spoken to you about broken vows? Then let's do business with God. Let's get right what is wrong. For thank God there's cleansing in the blood, and there's victory through grace. But first there must be confession. There must be an honest repentance. This is a time for Christians to get right with God. Go home, read carefully the 15th Psalm. Because if Christians don't get right with God in this matter, they'll not be living in fellowship with him. Perhaps you're in this meeting and you're not saved at all. Perhaps you're like that young man we talked about, or the man at whose bed I stood. You've promised God you would repent. You would follow Christ. You haven't done it. It's time to be saved. I'm here as your servant for Christ's sake. Come, let's open the book together. Young man, young woman, older person, it is time to seek the Lord. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every heart. How we thank thee for the Lord Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, who is the faithful and true witness. O God, we pray in Jesus' name that thy Spirit will bear witness in every soul. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt deliver us from the tongue of falsehood. Deliver us, O God, we pray, from lying to one another. Deliver us, Lord, from lying to God. Oh, how often we promise and we don't perform. God, forgive us. And, oh Lord, we pray, deliver us from those who would lie in God's name, the charlatans and those who prophesy but see nothing. God, deliver us from them. Oh, in Jesus' name we pray that the word of the truth of the gospel will have its lasting effect in all our hearts. Now hear our prayer and part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear. Lord, be our portion both this night and evermore. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info at faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.